Yeah, what's up, guys? I know people are going to start signing on, but tonight we have an awesome little checking in, industry insider, whatever you want to call it, with our boy Max Eddy. He's awesome navigator, just getting into side-by-side racing, having a little bit of fun. I think it's going to be pretty cool to talk with Max a little bit tonight. I was able to go on a bicycle ride with him the other day, but, dude, it's going to be rad. Talk about the Sonora Rally. What's up, Joe? How are you doing, man? So, yeah, you guys should all chime in, ask Max some questions. We got a few questions up for debate tonight, too. It's going to be pretty awesome. We got some PRP stuff behind us, too. Some of this PRP stuff's pretty sick, man. Let's see if we can get Max on here real quick. Should be a pretty fun conversation. He drove the same RS1 that I got to drive at the UTV World Championship. Max, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, let me turn up my volume here so I can hear you. What's happening, buddy?
No, I'm just trying. I've never been on one of these before, so I'm trying to arrange my cockpit here. I got my
get it all right dialed here. In.
Yeah, getting dialed.
Nice.
Do you put the camera towards you or like away from you?
You can flip it around. Usually you do it so you can see yourself, however you want to do it.
All right. Yeah.
Is there a way you can flip it around? There should be like a little arrow button that you can like hit to turn it around on the app. Yeah. There you go. Now we can see you. America. I saw the American flag back there.
There it is. All these said.
How's it going in the high desert, dude? How was your day?
It was good. Great. A little windy up here, but we're all good.
Nice. So how has it been coming back after doing the Sonora Rally, getting back to doing all your due diligence, hanging out with the family, working?
Yeah, work for sure. It's just trying to get this thing dialed in.
Dude, I love feeling that American flag in the background.
It's freaking pretty rad, huh?
Yeah, it's super cool.
Cool. There we are.
Dude, yeah, that's a good spot right there. So, anybody that doesn't know who Max is, Max has been in the desert his whole life pretty much and grew up on two wheels just like most of us and still lives up in the high desert. He's got a couple friends that you might know, Ricky Brabeck. He did the Dakar last year with Polaris Razor Team and also decided that he wanted to do the Sonora Rally with an RS1 and read the road book all by himself, crazy fucker. So I think that's pretty cool, man, that you're able to do all that stuff. Can you hear us, Max? Still messing around back there or what?
Read the road book all by himself.
Can you hear us, buddy? Max, you all right back there? Yeah. Can you hear me, Jeff, or just Max? I can't hear Max at all, so. Let me know if you guys can hear me. Let me know if you guys can hear me. Max, can you hear me or no? Just you. Okay. I'm going to dip Max, come back online, all right? I'm going to close you out real quick. So jump back on if you can. Well, actually, I don't even know how to do that. So Max, sign off real quick and then jump back on. Max has Boost Mobile. Yeah, maybe. Who knows, right? Max, jump off and then sign back on, buddy. I don't know how I can actually sign you off here. I'm not sure how to do it. So I don't want to stop the whole chat, so. Can you hear us, Max? Sign off and then sign back on, maybe. There you go. What's up, guys, from X Travel? Robbie, there's a bunch of guys joining in. So, hi, guys. I'm stoked that you're on. Oh, Connor's helping him out. So, got his son helping him out. This Instagram stuff, man, it gets technical, you know? But yeah, like I was saying, Max is a super cool guy. He's got a son that actually races dirt bikes now, too. So he's going to be, and I heard he jams in a side-by-side, too. I never got to see him actually ride. So where am I at, Jeff? I'm at IMG Motorsports. I don't know if you guys can see, but I'll give you a little peek what's behind me. But that's the waiting room over there. They already shut down the shop. That's outside. So I'm just sitting here by in the little front room. Got some PRP seats to sit in. So figured I'd take a little bit of time and hang out with you guys and hang out with Max. So, all right, let's try to have him back in here. Give me one sec, guys. I'll get him in. There we go. Well, I'm glad you guys can at least hear me.
All right.
There we go.
Dude, I'm sorry. I had a phone call and I like declined it and I just lost my sound.
Yeah, no worries, dude. It's all good. You guys got good internet up there?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I was telling everybody that you grew up in the desert. Mostly on two wheels though, huh?
Yeah. You know, we started riding when we were 4 years old. I've lived in Barstow my whole life and we have thousands and thousands of acres to ride in. So off-road was my thing. Yep.
Yeah. Well, not only just on dirt bikes, but like mountain biking and stuff too.
Yeah. You know, we've been building quite a few mountain bike trails out here. So the last probably 10, 15 years, we got some pretty good trails out here now, for sure. If you can bear the...
Oh, you guys actually made the trail?
Yeah. Yeah. We probably have a total of like 40 miles of single track now.
Dang.
If you can bear the heat out here, it's fun.
Hey, dude, I'm a heat guy. I'm from Arizona, buddy.
Heck yeah. Let's ride. I'm ready to pedal.
Dude, I'm into it. Yeah, no shit, right? And so I was telling everybody about a little bit more about you. You got some cool friends that have done some pretty significant things, right? In like Ricky, you've done some pretty fun stuff. Like you were able to participate with the Polaris Razor team in Dakar last year. And now you're kind of just like getting into racing side by side yourself, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've been so fortunate to be involved with so many awesome people and awesome teams along my journey. And basically over the past 15 years, you know, it started out on the bikes, and obviously after the bikes, you want to keep going. You know, there comes a point in your life where,
hey, Max, I don't want to interrupt you, but, are you on Wi-Fi now, or are you on using your cell phone service?
I'm on Wi-Fi.
Try to see if you can turn Wi-Fi off and then use your cell phone signal, because the video is not coming through and people are asking to see your face. Do you know how to do that, or does Connor know how to turn off Wi-Fi?
How's that?
I can see you a little bit, but not much. Guys from Dirt Exhibition just joined in too. There's a bunch of people joining and logging on. There you go. Now we can see you. Oh, please don't tell me the sound's gone now.
No, I'm back. I'm here.
Oh, there we go. I think it's back. Okay, good. It looks a little bit better now, so maybe the Wi-Fi was just a little bit spotty.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I do live way out in the desert.
That's the way it works. But yeah, so
yeah.
You're kind of just getting into your whole, like, I don't know, Razor racing tenure now, huh?
Yeah, you know, bikes, I'm done with bikes and still feel competitive. So you explore other avenues, and I had some awesome opportunities and met some great people involved with Polaris, and that's given me a couple of huge opportunities.
It's really spotty, man. So I don't know if you can. Can you hear me right now, Max? We had a question come in for you too, so want to get that answered if you can hear.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
It seems like it's pretty spotty. Are you in the house or in the garage or something? Like maybe you can go somewhere where it's a little bit better service.
Let me go outside here and see.
That's way better. Like even right there is way better.
Is it getting better?
The wind is horrible out here. The wind does actually take a huge toll on cell phone service. So I'm kind of TO'd, though, because I wanted to see that American flag in the background. That was sick.
Here, I'll put some dirt bike helmets up there for you. How's that?
Yeah, that's good. it sounds way better. So, yeah, let's just stick to that if that's cool with you. Okay. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, yep. So... Hey, I'm going to start off because we already had a question come in from SSS underscore Stigall. Said, how did you do everything, drive, navigate, and finish? Awesome. I was actually going to ask that same question, so they beat me to it.
You know, I've explained this to a couple of people down at the Snar Rally this past week. And I've logged quite a few miles as a navigator in multiple vehicles and stuff, and my personal opinion, it is easier to navigate for yourself than it is to navigate for someone else.
Because you simply can put things together quicker in your brain, right?
Yeah, you know, if I was looking at a electrical schematic and I'm trying to tell you, George, how to wire up something, and you have a bird's nest full of wire, and I'm trying to explain to you where to put this wire, where to put that wire, when I'm looking at this schematic in front of you, and it's essentially the same thing in a rally, you know? I got the map in front of me, and I'm trying to tell the driver where to go, and it's a lot easier for me to do it by myself than it is for someone else, for me to communicate with someone else, for sure.
And you've already experienced it on two wheels, like riding dirt bikes and stuff like that. So it's a little bit easier for you to comprehend than it is for somebody like me who has never done it.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, so we had a couple comments already come in too. David Clay, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He runs racing tracks. He said, Baja 1000, Max, RS1, let's do it.
I'm in. I would love to do that if the opportunity comes up and the timing is right. And I'm in. I'm full bore. I'd love to do that for sure.
Dude, that would be so How many miles a day was it at the Snar Rally?
I think it probably averaged just over 100 miles a day. There were some days that were 250 miles and some days a little bit shorter, but you know, 200, even 100 miles when it's just 100% sand dunes is a significant day in the dunes for sure, because you're not logging fast miles roads, absolutely. You know, you're going through sand dunes, and 100 miles in a sand dune is pretty good.
Dude, I agree 100%. Yep. Jeffrey Ricker asked if you're going to race the RS1 this weekend at DP4.
Oh man, I'm working towards I'm working on it's one of those things that
time.
That kind of helped me with some fabricating stuff, because I'm not the best at fabricating. But other than that, I get a lot of advice from them, but I'm a one-man show, so it's hard to do a quick turnaround like that. But I'm going for it. I'm trying.
Yeah, see what happens. That's so cool, man. I really appreciate that, because I was a one-man show with the help on the weekends and stuff from you know, like a crew chief and my dad and stuff like that when we were racing all the professional Lucas stuff. And it does take its toll, man, working a 40-hour work week. And then usually it's a 40-hour work week on top of that just to get a car prepped up for the races. And that's consistently. So kudos to you for doing that. Captain Shade said, you killed it, Max. Congrats. Joe Peel said, I'll go down and help with the 1,000. Robbie said, the car rally in RS1. Dude, how crazy would that be? And then Tim Fitzpatrick says, what's the story among them taking away the first place? Well, we might not talk about that, Tim. We're going to talk about positive stuff tonight, dude. There's all kinds of stuff that happens in racing, man. There's tons and tons of stuff that happens in Supercross, Motocross, F1, everything. So anytime you do it, just, you know, look at what the organizing body does and just trust that they're going to do a good job no matter what. So SS Stiggle says, how do you stay in touch? In such good shape. Pedal.
Yeah, you know, on top of working a 40-hour work week, I'm a true believer in keeping your tools sharp, right? You got to be fit to race if you want to be competitive. Just the mind, the body, everything. So work 40 hours, work out, pedal for 2 hours, spend a little time eating dinner with the kids and the family. And then, you know, when they turn out the lights to go to bed, I go out in the shop and do a little work on the car. It's pretty much how it goes down at my house.
And you're not just eating salads and peanuts. We know that.
That's
good though that you stay so active. Do you even have time to sleep?
You know, I get a nap in here and there.
So down at the Sonora Rally though, it seemed like for me, first of all, I want to say that's so cool that Craig Scanlon let you take that RS1 down there. He also, you and I have something in common because we have both raced that RS1. I raced it last year at the UTV World Championships. A lot of the stuff that you actually used, even the like snap-on window nets that I put up, you got to use them. I mean, it's so cool that he gave us both the opportunity to go take that car out of his garage and hit the track with it, man.
Dude, Craig's such a cool dude. He's a badass down in Baja in his own car. He's a businessman. The dude makes super wise, super smart decisions. He knows what he's doing. And I can't thank him enough for the opportunities that he has given me, for sure. I asked him, I said, how do I repay you for this, Craig? What do I need to do? And he's like, just go win. Go, you know, he's all, quit asking me that and just go for it. I'm like, all right. But yeah, I couldn't thank him enough, man. I'm forever in debt to that dude and his RS1, which that poor girl took a beating down there at the Sonora Rally and the heck out of it at the UTV Worlds. But you know what? For the most part, that thing's fairly stock. You know, it's got some long travel stuff on there, and that's just a huge testament of Polaris' product that they could build a car like that you can go and race it basically all over the world and be, you know, put some safety stuff in it and be competitive in it no matter where you go. Whether
dude, I was thinking the same thing. I had never driven an RS1 before the UTV Worlds, and I was thinking the same thing. Like, dude, this thing is so fun and so capable. Like, I was blown away.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, a lot of people think the RS1's just for short course or works or whatever, but I'd love to race that in off-road, the desert. It's fast, you know. You get them to work good and stuff. They're awesome machines for sure.
I always think of that too. Like let's just say you're racing a 250F in the 450 class. Like, you can still do it. You can still go just as fast. It's pretty crazy. Let's see here. We had a couple people comment in. Are you going to do Vegas to Reno in the RS1? Man, we're going to have to ask Craig a whole bunch of times to borrow it with all the people asking you to go to the races.
I know. You know, I don't know what my future holds yet. We're still working on that. The problem with the RS1 in the off-road, no one wants to let it race in some of the premier classes, right? The NA class or the turbo class or whatever. I really wish they would, because in my opinion, I think it's competitive in there, but it has its own class. And there's just not enough entries in those classes yet. Hopefully.
Here we go. I knew David Clay was going to comment in. Yeah, so he's a big RS1 proponent too. I'm sure you've had conversations with David about that. Jeffrey Ricker says great opportunity. And then, here's a perfect one. So Triple S Stigall says, who's all in your pit crew?
Yep. So we go down to Sonora Rally for 7 days, right? And it's funny. I see Brett on here watching. Hi, Brett. And he asked me how much, and I told him I had it covered. Well, I took my dad and my son. My dad is 65 years old. My son is 15 years old, neither of which knew anything about the Razor, but I love them to death, and I wouldn't have changed a thing. And they killed it down there. They drove the van. They were supposed to be. They dumped fuel for me. They had the pit set up. So basically all I really had to do is drive and come in and prep the car. You know, they had food dialed. And that was my crew, my dad and my son. And obviously we went down there on a littler budget. We slept in the bivouac every night on cots out underneath the stars. Got eaten alive by mosquitoes for 7 days in a row. And but we had a blast. It was having my dad and son there. Like, I don't think I could ever match that again with anything else. It's just something special about having your family there with you, for sure. I had so much fun.
You kind of get that whole, like, I don't know, it brings you back when you were young, right? Like when you first started riding dirt bikes and stuff. And like, that's literally like what you just explained was literally the reason why we started the Dirt Life show, because we like love it living in the dirt. Right. And you had Pops and Junior out there like helping out, and it didn't matter like what happened. You guys were all going to have a good time no matter what, when you went on the ride home.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and it's funny, when I was down there, I was talking to Braybeck, comes up to our camp and he's like, dude, you're doing it just like we did in 2013, 2014, literally. We had no money and we just went for it. We made stuff happen.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Max, are you still there? So that phone call came in for me too. Fuckers, don't call me right now, man. I'm trying to do a video. All right, so I don't know what we left off on, but Brett did say that the RS1 ripped. Great week.